Guadagno. It's Tromedy time, ladies and gentlemen. It's back and in full force. Ken Allen saying, howdy doody. How's everybody doing out there in radio podcast land? Yeah, it's been a little while. Took some time off. Had a little bit going on in my life and have been setting some stuff up for the future. And I can't wait to see what happens. Some good stuff on the horizon. Keep in mind, you know, we're always on Stitcher. We're on iTunes Radio. You can find us at www.traumapodcast.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies, tell your coworkers, tell everybody you know. Listen up, Joe. Podcast is live. It's great. It's fun. And it's Traumedy. And I can't wait to bring you this week's, whenever you're listening to, whatever week, this episode featuring Patty Thatcher, who was a patient that we had over at Station 18. A great success story, not just for the call, but in her own right, what she's done to change her life and to make it better. Basically had a heart attack. We were able to catch it in time. She was healthy enough that we could keep her alive to get to the hospital, to get a stent. And it's a story of what had happened to her, a bit of her history, and what the treatment was like in the hospital as well as pre-hospital, and what to expect afterwards after you've had a heart problem, heart condition, heart attack, whatever your heart, a broken heart maybe, what to think about, how to recuperate, how to reorganize your life to make your future life better. And all my heart goes out to her. Because, we're all hearts here. It's a heart episode. So this episode has Patty, as well as her husband Dave on it. He pipes up occasionally, dropping a little color. It's good. I apologize for not coming back to you. It's been a while, but listen, nothing medical has been going on. I've been looking at the papers, and just nothing medical happened in the last 2 months. So what can I do? I can't make the news, but I have some things lined up for the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to again thank Patty and her husband Dave for coming on and talking about their story. Without further ado, Patty Thatcher. The weekends are a little crazy, especially on the south side of it.
Oh, Matt.
A lot of fires, a lot of assaults, stabbings, shootings. Yeah.
Over here off the Monterey and everything, huh?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, that's kind of why, you know, I work there. It's a busy station, but you get a lot of...
You get a variety, don't you?
You get a variety.
You get to do something.
Yeah, you get a lot of work.
But so that's
you
good,
try
though.
All different things, of course, yeah.
I mean, not that we like to see that happening to people, but...
No, but if it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, and you might as well be kept busy doing what you do.
Exactly. So, I like it over there. I like it here, too, though, because it's a little change of pace. It's a little sunnier.
Yeah.
A little nicer and newer. I'm pretty sure there's no asbestos in any of the construction materials.
I still have that over in that old building,
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, when you work there, you cough. When you work here, you don't.
Yeah, when you walk in, you realize all of a sudden your nose is all stuffy, and you come back here and you get a breath of fresh air.
And do you pretty much work with the same people?
Yeah. It's different. It's the same squad as, you know.
Okay, because we were talking about that. It's like, I don't know if he travels or what, but
so
you would think if you guys work together all the time, you get an idea of how you guys work together.
Right.
You get a real good...
So the people that were with you the night you came out to our house,
yes,
are there people that would be here now?
Right. They will be over at that station.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And they're a great crew. Good crew.
They were all really nice. I don't know. Okay, so I don't know anyone else's names, of course, but yours.
Right.
Okay. But it was funny because I remember the gentleman that was on my right side.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you what he looks like at all. Like you, I could pick out because I was communicating with you.
Right.
But I remember saying something about, okay, because I don't want to die, and I get this, you're not going anywhere. Okay. couldn't tell you what he looked like to save my life, but it was like...
He did save
me. Yeah, exactly. So how bad was I?
No, you weren't that bad. I mean, you were showing signs of a heart attack,
basically. Okay.
And so that was why we kind of went, okay, well, it's definitely seeing something on the monitor here.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
It's time to
I don't think it ever really clicked that I was having a heart attack for me.
Okay.
I mean, all the way through ER, I was still cracking jokes, and
yeah,
the doctor guy tells me, you know, okay, well, you're going to end up in ICU. And I'm like, why? Why am I going to ICU?
Okay.
And he says, because everybody that has a procedure goes to ICU. Oh, what am I having? I had no clue. I just was rolling with it.
So I thought, I mean, we were kind of talking in the end. So let's talk about how it first started off. By the way, we are recording.
Oh, we are. Okay, that's fine.
So you said it was like going on 2 days.
No, no. I had been, and I'll be honest with you, I had been to a Giants game on July 26th, because I know the date.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Climbing the stairs, I would feel this pain in my neck and in my back.
Okay.
Okay. I do accounting for a living. Mm-hmm. So I had just came out of my fiscal year end on June 30th. So I had spent all of July at a desk.
Right.
Whether at home or at work. So I totally figured I had a pinched nerve in my neck that was causing a pain into my shoulder. Because if I would readjust how I was sitting, or I would throw one of those ice things for your neck on my back, it would go away. So I've been doing that for like a month.
A month.
Okay.
Okay.
But over the 2 weeks prior, it kind of gotten worse and was happening more often.
Okay. Okay.
That night, I couldn't get it to go away.
All right.
I had been at home all day because I worked at home that day. Was working in my office again over the desk. It started up that evening, and I tried doing the exact same thing. The ice, the repositioning, and it wouldn't work. And then the little triggers in my head started going, you know, they say women feel heart attacks different.
Exactly.
And that's when I looked at him and said, I think we're going to have to call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to say the only time I was afraid the whole night was making the decision to call 911.
Really?
Swear to God. I just like, do I call? Do I not call? Oh, my God. Is it that bad? And I'm thinking, what if it's not that bad? What if I'm calling for no reason and I'm looking stupid and it's a pinched nerve? I actually had an appointment on that because that was a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That Thursday with my chiropractor to check the pinched nerve in my neck and my shoulder.
Yeah.
The biggest fear was calling. Yeah. And then when we decided to call, I told him, better just give me the phone because they're going to ask questions.
Right.
But it was all very kind of surreal. It was very calm. And then you guys showed up and I felt totally comfortable. I mean, you know, talking to you, you know, my focus was there. But you were a very calming factor, which is what stood out to me.
Oh, I'm glad I am.
Because seriously, I mean, I was never afraid. The gentleman, like I said, on my right, the girl that was putting the sticky things on me, all of them were just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were talking to the captain, right?
I talked to the captain most of the time.
He's the one taking the notes?
Right. Yeah, because I went and got all your medication, put them all out, and he was right next
to
Sewing through them, right.
Yeah, I mean, figured you guys would need to know that stuff. Don't ask me, because I can't say most of them. I think you guys do that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Let's make the patients look stupid.
Give me the medication to start with a Z.
Yeah. Why do they have to spell them with all those letters?
Right. You know? I mean, I think you it's do it, like I said. Yeah. Makes you guys look really smart.
Yeah, right.
But
we're just pretending.
It was...
But
did we have the siren on?
We did. Yes.
Okay. Good,
we did both ways.
I want to make sure I got my money's worth.
Yeah. Did you definitely? You got the full.
I want lights and siren.
Carte blanche.
I don't remember that. I do remember being in there, but I didn't remember if we got sirens.
Oh yeah, we got. We lit it up. We lit it up for you.
How exciting! Then you drove really fast because you met us there. Well, I remember coming out of the ambulance and him being right there, and I'm like, how did he do that?
I just wanted to let you know I was there,
and then
after that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you brought up some interesting things, like the fact that the scariest thing was to call 911.
Yes.
That's a big, you know, that's something for people to think about. If there
you don't know.
Is an issue, but they're too afraid to call. That was the biggest step, was just enacting EMS.
You just don't know. And I was like, my biggest fear was, oh my God, what if it's nothing and I'm going to look really stupid?
Right.
That's why I never called 911.
Which is, I mean, it's funny because she's one of the rare ones where actually you care if you look stupid. Most of the time people just call, oh man, my foot hurts. Yeah, it's been hurting for like 2 months now. So I just feel like I should go in today.
I figure you guys got a lot to do. I don't want to waste time.
So, but it's important that you did. And then, it's so. The other thing is, the kind of silent MI is what we would call that. Females, diabetics will have that kind of cardiac issue, but it doesn't show up as chest pain.
Right.
It comes on as, like you're saying, shoulder pain, back pain.
Right.
A lot of times nausea. A lot of times they pass out.
See, I never had that feeling either, and I didn't have any of that with they say, well, do you have trouble breathing? No, I didn't have any trouble breathing either.
Right.
I mean, I would have never thought heart attack.
Yeah, but something was telling you.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was bad. It was not normal, and I was not going to be able to make it go away.
Uh-huh. Did you have angina before that?
No, but I had been diagnosed years ago with paroxysmal atrial tachycardia.
Right, okay.
And I would get this racing heartbeat, and we did get it on paper once. I want to say it was like over 300 beats a minute.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's part of what I was thinking. It was just another one of those that I, because okay. I haven't had those in years. They had so put me on beta like block. No, definitely. Well. Okay. Didn't feel like it, but I figured, oh, it's just another one of those. So they're going to tell me.
You can say that word, but you can't say your medication.
Yes.
yeah.
I had practice on that one. I had to look like I knew something.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So I think good I kind of thought it might have been something to do with that.
Okay.
You know, and then, Even in intensive care, I mean, the people were amazing. I had no idea that they'd put a stent in. It was kind of weird.
Okay.
Even the surgery part, you know, they don't knock you out completely.
Okay.
You know, and this doctor comes rolling around the side and starts talking to me with his little mask on. And I'm like, you did what? Wow, you know, okay. You went through my groin and I've got a stent now. And
right.
It was all very surreal.
So how far, at what point did they do that into the treatment? Was that night?
That night.
So we came over, brought you to the hospital. Code 3, lights and sirens.
Yes, that was great.
You got to the hospital. You got a stent, a single stent, which is an oddity to just get a single bypass.
That's what they tell me. I wouldn't know. I'm not a professional.
Okay. You got a pseudoaneurysm in your artery. Because of the not suturing up properly.
Either that or from me moving.
Because
I know in
too.
ICU... Could it cough?
Coughing.
Yeah, I know they did like 30 minutes. The nurse, Star, who was amazing, had to apply pressure on it for 30 minutes. I mean, hard pressure.
Wow, okay.
Oh, dude, you should have seen the bruise on my leg.
I bet, yeah.
I mean, all the way down to my ankle, you know, because they're in gravity
and all
that.
Well, it's spurting. I mean, it's an artery, yeah.
So she did 30 minutes. We were sitting there. It was kind of funny because I had two people in ICU that were amazing, Star and Brian. They were great. And I was in a corner room so I could watch everything from my corner.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and they had been off doing their things, and all of a sudden I felt something on my arm, and I looked, and there was blood. Of course, they've got me on these massive blood thinners.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pulled the little thing, and the lady asked what I need. I said, oh, I got blood. Whew. Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't think that the cavalry came running. So I had split it. They told me it was no big deal. Oh, that's not a big deal. They told me the next day, yeah, that was a lot of blood, but, you know, whatever. So we had to go through the whole process again of the pressuring. And so I guess I was having trouble clotting up.
Mm-hmm.
So that caused this pseudoaneurysm.
Did they have you on blood thinners as well?
Oh, my God. They had me on massive blood
thinners. Coumadin, warfarin,
I don't know what they had me on now. Okay. I'm not on any of those.
Right. Okay, good.
Just basically I do the Plavix now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the blood pressure meds. Cholesterol meds, and then they have me on the 81 milligrams of aspirin.
Of aspirin.
But I hate that thinning of the blood stuff, because it don't matter what you cut yourself, you're going to bleed.
Bleed forever.
And I'm not exactly careful, so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, got to watch.
Don't even give her a curling iron.
No?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You got them all burned up on your foreheads? Yeah, I've seen
that.
Oh,
there.
What?
Yeah, I know. Come on, man. We won't talk about it. 50 years old, do you think I can handle that?
I know. It's always the thing you think you're most comfortable with.
So, yeah, that's what we did. And
and that was the only surgery that you had?
Yes, the only other thing we did have to do, like I said, they kept me there longer because of the aneurysm.
Okay.
And I did have to have a procedure, which was with a vascular gentleman. And he said if he couldn't do it, he wouldn't do it. What it is, it's a needle procedure that they use the ultrasound to watch where they're going with the needle to go into the aneurysm to clot it up.
Oh,
to squirt something in, and I mean, that's really professional law.
It is.
Squirt it in.
That's what they do.
I think it's like crazy glue because I was watching it on the screen, and I mean, it solidified it like right now. But they did have to do that.
Into the artery itself?
Into the actual aneurysm.
The little balloon part of the aneurysm.
Yes, exactly, because they had it where, and this is probably all normal to you guys, but like, the aneurysm was in color on the screen, everything else black and white. So you could see the blood moving within it, and then you could see the needle come through in the screen. And he said if he couldn't get it into it, there's no way he would do it because you don't want to block off the artery.
Sure.
But you saw the needle go right into where it was live still.
Wow.
And within seconds, it was everything was black and white.
Yeah, everything's black and white.
Everything was black and white.
All good. That's
impressive. Remember the last time you were in the hospital before this?
Oh, when I had my tonsils out when I was 6.
That was the last time?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. So, and that's the treatment for it then. They do anything else? You go in for checkups? How does it work?
No, I went in. They did do a couple extra ultrasounds on my leg and the groin mm-hmm. because they wanted to make sure I wasn't having any blockage. My leg was pretty swollen.
Right.
And black and blue. I mean, seriously black and blue from the procedure and then the extra weights and doing all that.
Yeah.
I had to do a couple of times of that, you know, don't move for 6 hours. We're going to do it right during dinner. So you can be really hungry. and their timing was impeccable. But, you know, a couple of those, but that was no big deal.
Yeah.
So really, it was not a horrible. You hear people talk about going through things and it being horrible.
Right.
And I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say that. The people at the hospital were amazing.
Probably the worst part for her was because she had so much stuff planned. Mm. She missed two concerts, a baseball game.
Oh, man.
Because nobody wants to do anything with me. Are you kidding?
Because what?
Oh, she had a heart attack. Oh, my God.
She's got to be careful. There's too many stairs.
There's going to be stairs. I'm thinking you people should have been afraid 6 months ago.
Right. It's already done.
I did not get this blockage overnight, okay?
Right.
I mean, I can remember, and I'm being honest, when I think about the pain, because they said if I have another one,
yes.
I'm going to feel it the same way in the same place.
Right.
Which I was surprised to hear that. But when I think about that pain, I can remember camping 20 years ago out at Saratoga Springs mm-hmm. and like walking up the hill and feeling that same kind, not as bad, but that same kind of pain mm-hmm. thinking, why am I tightening up my neck when I hike?
Right.
And just blowing it off because it would go away.
So,
and I've had.
So that's probably a little bit of blockage.
Yeah, it's probably what we call angina pectoris, which is basically just a narrowing of the arteries around the heart.
Yeah.
And so when the heart starts to work, it's not getting a full blood supply, so it starts to hurt.
That was 20 years ago.
At 20 years ago, that's incredible that I'm thankfully nothing happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the way your body is going to always feel that pain.
Yep, which is a good thing. Yeah. And then not another good thing because I strain muscles all the time. Every little pain that I've had in my back because we went to Arizona and, you know, I've done a lot of things. Every little pain, I go, oh, what was that? Which I'm sure will happen for a little while, but I'll get over it.
Don't ignore it, but yeah.
I mean, I need to get better about my eating, but, you know, the smoking's gone, so.
That's huge.
I look at that as a really big plus on my
Congratulations.
Side. Thank you.
That's
she so smells better.
How many months?
It's not. No, well, it's been two. Well, 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, 7 months. Not
smoking. So you came home and you didn't even.
You know what? It just clicked.
One, huh? Okay.
It clicked. It's whatever that switch is in your head that says, yeah, we're done with that.
Okay.
You know?
And how many years, you say?
37 years.
37 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's funny because now I have this horrible cough. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, really? Now not smoking is going to kill me. But. It clicked. I've tried everything. I tried the hypnosis. I tried patches. I tried everything to quit. I kind of look at my heart attack as, okay, you promised one too many times that you were going to do it on your own.
Right.
And it's my second chance now.
It's nice my to turn. Have it.
Yeah.
Second chances. Yeah.
I do something different with it.
So that's good. That's anything else? What else have you changed in your life?
Stress is a tough one to change. Okay, I have a fairly stressful job. Maybe part of it's my own fault because I'm a go-getter, really strong. I'm very high up on the ladder in a manufacturing company.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it all very personally,
Like
as if it's my own.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to let the stupid things go. Ooh, I got to be careful who listens to this. Letting the stupid things and stupid people go and not letting them get to me is probably the hardest thing,
mm-hmm.
Because I do take it very personally. My job is, I've been there 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've helped this company grow. And so, yeah, not taking it so personally and going, okay, it's just a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard. Although I had a doctor tell me that was subbing for my doctor right after I got out of the hospital that, oh, that kind of stress doesn't do anything to your heart.
Mm.
I said, oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
But. Just check my boo-boo and let's move on.
Right. Yeah.
So that's probably even harder because the smoking seemed to have gone very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to let things go and not
mm-hmm.
not look everything so personally and take a little more time and
mm-hmm.
enjoy life. if my friends would go do things with me now.
Yeah, give them a call. Let's call them right now.
Tell I already got tickets for Garth, so they're okay, back. Good, I told them, 30 days you guys get to baby me. That's it. And I'm done.
She's going to see one of her boyfriends on the 13th, and I get to see my girlfriend on the 14th.
Who's the girlfriend?
Ronda Rousey.
All right. Yeah, she's a...
She's mean. She'll she's a backcountry
boy. Yeah. She's cool.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and then... The fact that, you know, I think I want to stress to the listeners, though, you know, the number one thing is if you feel like there's something going on with you, call 911.
Don't self-diagnose.
And you don't know how your body's going to manifest any of the issues. And so yours was a classic example of a silent MI. And you're going, hey, is there anything wrong? What are you guys seeing over there? I mean, you seem to look, you know, at one point I went, well. I definitely
well, I remember sick. You doing that. Going, well, that's a little weird. And I'm thinking, what's weird?
Yeah.
What's weird?
What?
And then you guys are so calm about it. It's like, you guys are just so calm. That was great.
It, well, yeah.
Because you can't freak out the patient.
That's one of the big things, too. But you were doing so well talking to you. You seemed so unstressed about everything. Like maybe something's wrong with the equipment. Everything seems, I feel a little something in my back. But that's it. And no, it's a heart attack. So, but it was good. I think you were just an easy patient to handle, really. And I'm glad, like you said, the crew was a great crew.
Oh my God, I can't enough.
Yeah.
Say thank you. I mean, it was kind of weird seeing you that day that I got out of the hospital.
Yeah, right. You know, that you guys was another were right odd there. Thing.
What is the lady, the sweet lady that was with you?
Part of your
team?
Gail. Yeah.
So we're coming back. I want you to know. I had just. This is probably not important to them.
Well, it's pretty funny, though.
Okay. Yeah. I called my friend Micah, who works for Rural, and was telling him, leaving him a message that I needed to find a way to get a hold of all you, because to me, it's very important to thank you. I'll probably get choked up at this point. But it's very important to me, because what you guys do is very important, and we need you. And this time, it was me. I wasn't helping anybody. Somebody was helping me. Big for me. So I just hung up with him when I came across Snell and Branham right there. Mm-hmm. And we come flying up, and I saw you directing traffic, and I'm like, oh, my God, is that him? And Dave says, yeah, because there's the girl. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm just saying how I have to thank you guys. So waving, and I saw you point, so I figured you clued it out. You figured it out. Who else is this idiot screaming and waving and thanking us? Okay, she's psycho. So we went home, and then, you know, I had the gang rush of all the neighbors. Oh, my God, what happened? But we tried to go back down to catch you guys. Because the ambulances leaving, I figured you guys were just there on cleanup.
Yeah.
No sooner were we coming out, you guys went driving by.
Right.
And we, for some reason, we were picturing the firehouse off of Branham, not Skyway.
Branham.
Otherwise, we'd have followed you right in. Because we tried to go find you guys.
Yeah.
Because it was very, very, very important to me. And it still is, and I do want to still come see you guys at the station.
Anytime.
When the whole team's there, because, yeah, you guys have a very important job, and I think you're way underthanked.
And thank you people appreciate it. For saying that.
I mean, I all of them. The firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, police officers, all of you. It's very big what you do, and you don't get thanked enough.
I'm not in it for the thanks, but it feels great when I get it.
But when one of us needs you guys don't know how important it is.
Well,
know
I'm that's glad I'm there for you. Yeah.
And the way you handle it, you're not in it for the thanks. You're in it to help people. You definitely helped me.
Well, I'm so happy to hear
that. And now you're stuck being my personal hero. <No.
laughs> It's all right. Now I'm responsible for the rest of your life.
That's right. Damn, and you did make me laugh with now you have both my numbers. Only call on one. It took me a second. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, 911.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, because I called the station over on Pearl.
Okay.
And because station I did not even see, of course, your numbers on your trucks or any other way to find you until driving home, and there you were.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them, and they said that, no, they've dispatched you. And it was funny because I'm like, well, I'm just trying to reach them, and they were very protective. I think they were like, oh, someone's going to call and yell at them, you know?
Could be, yeah.
And then I told them why. And then the next thing I knew, I was on the phone with the captain over there.
Uh-huh.
And I explained it to him and who I was and everything else. And so he looked up the call.
Yeah.
And then that's when he found out where and who you guys were. Okay. And he sent the message over for me.
That's nice of him.
So, yeah, I mean, like I told you, I thank them too. All of you. You don't even have to work on me. Thank you for everything. I mean, like I said, the nurses, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a very, I think you guys are just a thankless job.
You guys have been to our house more than once.
When was the last time we were there?
For me.
For you? I'm trying to remember what that was.
10 years ago. Ladder. Yeah, he looked like he's dead.
Hit my head on the roller part of the slider door.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Knocked him out. He looked like he was dead.
You're okay now, though, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
Well, that's great. Again, Patty, I want to thank you for coming on and talking on the podcast, and I'm just glad you're doing so much better than you were. And you
way better.
Fantastic, and you're smoke-free.
Smoke-free.
That's a motivating factor.
It's amazing.
What about diet? Has anything changed yet?
That's only, coming.
There's only so much you got to give up, right? You got to savor something.
No, actually, prior to all of this, I'm starting to feel bad, which I didn't know was feeling bad, but I had been doing a program called the 21-Day Fix, which is through Beachbody.
Okay.
And it's a portion control and 30-minute workout, and I had lost 27 pounds on that.
Wow.
I'm waiting to go back. I do my treadmill test next week.
Okay, okay.
Get myself the okay, everything's good to go.
Yeah.
And then my coaches are ready, and I'm ready to start again.
Fantastic.
But I took the last few weeks to eat whatever
That's all right. You have a couple cheat weeks, and then, you know, eat what you want, and then...
Figured I gave up smoking, I gave it something bad.
That's your reward.
Right.
Burgers.
Just because you eat a box of Oreos don't mean you have to go off your diet.
It's true. It's a cheat day.
Exactly. Right? So it's going to cheat month. What work. Can I say?
Right. You got to work for something in life.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely got to change because I do feel better and I want to keep feeling better.
Yeah.
You know, I like to go do things. I have not liked this. You can't go to sporting events and concerts and this and that. And
yeah.
Right. Got to get an okay to go camping.
They won't let you go to concerts?
No, it's just my friends don't want to go. They're all afraid on that, but I'm going to go find new friends.
Yeah. Go to the concert and then meet the people you're hanging out with.
Exactly. People that don't know.
And as far as camping goes, what's the hold up there? They just don't want you exerting yourself?
Oh, no, no, no. It was just because it was right after.
We'll be taking our water home next weekend to Costco.
And we got Halloween camping next weekend.
You're going where?
Halloween camping up at the KOA by Manresa. Dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's really? Like, you can't put it on the
podcast? I can. Oh, yeah, I can. It's awesome. Everybody decorates either their campsite, their RV spot, their cabin, whatever.
Neat.
And dresses up, and it's just crazy. It's at one of the KOAs by Manresa Beach.
We took second place last year.
Yeah, we took second place on our first year. For decorating.
What was your decorations?
We were zombie trailer trash.
That's beautiful. You guys are great.
We had the extra belly inside. She had a baby with my Pabst Blue Ribbon in the other hand.
Yeah. We can have fun. So I got things I need to do.
Yeah. I'm glad
you're not done yet.
No, you got plenty of time.
The only thing I messed up on because I emptied out the Pabst Blue Ribbon, so they got blown over. They kept getting knocked over. So they got to be full next time, just not open.
That's hard to do.
Hers, not mine.
All right. Yeah.
I would have to say that her, if she were to go back on her diet and quit smoking, it probably wouldn't have worked out so well as a not smoking.
Oh, right.
Because I think it helped out a lot that she had, you know.
Got to have something to,
Really I think trying to do both at the same time.
I think he's worried when I quit start dieting.
One day at a time.
Yeah. What am I going to do, pick on him?
Right.
Well, she already went from the fat Oreos to the skinny ones.
Well, good move. Good move. That's a responsible decision.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
It's okay.
But the ones are really good, though.
Yeah, they're nice.
They are.
Delicious.
Nice little change.
I haven't had an Oreo in a long time.
Dude, try the thin ones, I'm telling you.
Thin Oreos?
They're like called thin Oreos.
Is there still white inside?
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
There's still stuff?
So it's not overdone, it's just the perfect size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thin Oreos.
The perfect size.
The perfect combination.
I used to love Oreos and coffee.
Yeah, coffee and anything. That's another thing I've had to give up. I can have coffee, sure. You know, it's funny because diet-wise, they didn't put me on any heavy restrictions. You know, the
normal. What did they tell you?
Salt, number one, of course. You know, not to be overdoing salt.
Yeah.
Processed foods. But, you know, that's, to me, that's like all the things I've also learned with other programs. I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like it's anything out of the normal. You know, watch your saturated fats and things like that. But they didn't say you can't have really anything.
They didn't say no restrictions on meat.
No, I mean, unless there's something I'm missing or I fell asleep in the class, no. It's more of just kind of balancing it out. Try to do more of a plant-based diet, but for me, that's not too hard.
Good.
I'm not a vegetarian by any means. Yeah. He's a meat and potatoes guy. Yeah. But no, for me, that's not a problem. It's just a balancing act.
Yeah.
You know, not a whole lot of thin Oreos, you know, things like that.
Once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
You always have a cheap
one day a week. Yeah. Yeah.
Just take your five and give me the package.
Exactly.
I'll take the whole shoe. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very
thank
much
you
for coming on, Patty.
Thank you for many things.
And we will talk soon. Don't stay away from the station.
Come by. Oh, I won't. You guys are going to get sick of me.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
keep
definitely
coming by.
Definitely.
I miss you.
I'll catch you here, and I'll catch you at the other, and I'll catch you
that's
everywhere.
That's right. Everywhere. Yeah, this is a nicer one.
Okay, but when all the crazy ladies follow
you know
the fire
here
truck again.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them it's
waving
only me.
Hi, it's me.
Thanks again. This is Ken Dylan saying, if you got it, use it. Bye.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Woo, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.